You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in the studios today the very lovely, the very talented Christy Lundby Hill. How are you, Christy?
I am good. How are you, Dan?
Good, good. So how have things been going?
Pretty good. I mean, overall, the market's still chugging along and going pretty good. We had a listing last week that had three offers on it.
Really? So that's, is that an anomaly or is that the norm?
You know, it was a house that had been updated a lot and kind of had that farmhouse look that's really attractive.
Okay.
And it was on an acre and it had an in-ground pool and an outbuilding.
Hmm.
So it was 575, and we still had three. I mean, that's a good price range. Still have three offers on, so that's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is it safe to say that the real estate market might be coming up a little bit?
You know, I would say prices are pretty stable to what they were last year. I mean, it hasn't gone down with the rates coming up, so that's good.
Okay.
Maybe it's gone up a teeny. You know, it depends on the house. You get some that sit there and you see price reductions and some that sell fast. And it really is. Buyers are just being pickier because their rates are higher.
Okay. Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit about rates with all the news over the past weekend and stuff going on. Because that in itself has been the news, too.
Yes.
Well, how are sales? So sales are pretty good then in this week. This week in your office?
Yeah, they're still moving. We've got a few things going in, you know, closings in April and going forward. And, you know, we've had a few others that have gone pretty fast, too. I mean, it's not, you know, 25 showings in a day anymore, but that's okay. It's still solid. And yeah, I sold another house last week, too, one that on Walnut. So that came on and got that sold in the first couple days. So that's good. We've got a new listing that just came on.
I was just going to ask you about listings.
Yes, a really nice two-story home with four bedrooms up and completely remodeled on the main level with a gorgeous, stunning kitchen with this huge island, custom cabinets to the ceiling, hardwood floors on the main level, both a living room and a family room on the main level. A lot is 0.43 of an acre, so it's a very large lot next to the park on 23rd Street.
Okay.
And so that is $489, and I'm going to have an open house there Saturday from 11 to 12:30.
Okay.
So that's a really nice house. I think that one is gorgeous.
Okay.
Definitely.
Christy, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Well, my cell phone is 651-216-4676, or you can text or call me there, or you can email ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com or Christy Lundby, either, you know, whichever one you can spell. And Christy is C-H-R-I-S-T-Y.
Okay. Well, Christy, our topic of the week, or you could call the Edina Realty office right here in Hastings at 651-437-2121 and ask for, excuse me, Christy or anyone on the Lundby Hill team.
Yes.
Well, our topics of the week, rates and senior real estate specialist. Let's start out with rates because we had some big news that may, I don't know if it's the same, I'm not saying it's the same, but kind of reminiscent of the year 2008, and that is we had a big bank failure over the weekend, SVB Bank, and then Signature Bank, another one that was in New York, the first one was in California. Also failed, and then SSIE over in Switzerland, a big bank, failed over there. And, you know, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation over here stepped in.
Yes.
And, of course, if you had $250,000, they, you know, gave you your money back. But in this particular instance, the government gave all the depositors their money back. So, of course, the stock markets tanked on Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday they came back. But I know before we went on the air, you did some research. How does that affect rates? Because it's kind of complicated, isn't it?
It is. So that's why I called my trusted lender that I've worked with for years and said, all right, what did this do to the rates? Because, you know, I know that there's things going on in the market and in, you know, the stock market and stuff, but how does that really affect real estate rates, you know, when you're buying a house? And so I called her and said, what did this do? And she said, well, when it came out bad, the rates went down a little. Because when bad news comes out, the rates go down a little bit.
Apparently wasn't that bad, huh?
Yeah. But then she said, and then they got, you know, the FDIC came in and saved them. And so then the rates went back up a little bit. And then the Swiss bank thing, and they went down a little bit. And then they, you know, went back up a little bit. So, I mean, but it's only affecting the rates maybe 0.25% is what she said, 0.25%. And so I said, well, what are the rates doing? And she's like, well, I have no crystal ball. But.
Yeah, she said something. If she knew there was like a beach involved with some libations and stuff.
If she had her crystal ball not broken, then she'd be on a private island having a margarita, I think. That's kind of what she alluded to. So, I mean, she did say that they're in that 6.5-ish range. And she said that she did just price out an FHA loan recently for 5.75. So there are definitely some good deals out there, and I know FHA has done some different price things to lower the monthly mortgage insurance so that payments could be better. So that came out a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, I mean, ups and downs in the market, you know, how does it really affect real estate? You know, if we do get called into a recession, you know, it'll probably lower the rates. Every time we've been in a recession, the rates have gone down, but we haven't got the actual call for that yet. You know, people like to say, oh, well, I think by May they're going to be in the fives. And it's like, well, you know, some FHA ones are in the high fives right now. So I think every scenario is different. Every buyer's different depending on your credit, because credit is affecting rates more than it used to.
Okay.
And so I think the best thing to do if you're wanting to talk to a lender is maybe call a realtor and ask who they recommend, because I've got several recommendations on who I would recommend based on different buyers. You know, like somebody might be a first-time buyer and I might recommend one person, and somebody might be a special program and I might recommend, somebody might need a little more hand-holding and I might recommend this lender. So I've got different lenders for different scenarios and different buyers. And so I just, you know, we deal with this every day. Please don't just call somebody on some ad or that calls you and talk to them about loan stuff, because you have no idea if you're going to end up really following through and they're going to be able to close that for you. So just, you know, my best recommendation is talk to a realtor who deals with them every day and get a good recommendation for a lender.
And your phone number again?
651-216-4676 or ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com.
Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office, 651-437-2121, and ask for Christy or anyone on the Lundby Hill team. Well, congratulations are due. You are now a senior real estate specialist.
I am. I went through the classes to get my senior real estate designation. You know, I realized that I looked at last year's clientele, and I'm dealing with so many seniors with estates, either going into a one-level townhome or going into assisted living. A lot, you know, and part of it is my mom, you know, I mean, a lot of people that she knows. I mean, she's in her early 80s now. And I'm also over 50 now.
Oh, geez,
and my husband is my husband is a senior citizen officially. So I mean, I suppose, you know, as time goes on, my friends become seniors.
And you know, it seems like it's starting at a younger and younger age, because when I was younger, I remember a senior was 65 and over.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was down to 60. Then it was 55.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden, you start getting stuff from ARP at 50. Now I heard it's down to 45.
I don't know, but when I was taking these classes on the senior designation, they kept talking about 50 plus. And I'm okay. like, oh my gosh, I'm a senior? Shut up. Like, I'm not mentally there. And I think that also, it was a very interesting class talking about the different, the boomers and the Gen X and the Gen Y and the silent generation and just what the different generations have done as they get older into the senior mm-hmm. years. And very interesting. I'm learning all these new cool things. There's these programs about, you know, back in the days, the reverse mortgages were so scary. You know, I remember yeah. hearing about them, and I remember even doing short sales back when the market crashed on a few houses where they'd had a reverse mortgage.
Okay.
And so I dealt with them in that respect. But I they had a whole chapter on this, and I'd also spoke with a new construction one-level townhome development where they're talking about these HECM loans. It's H-E-C-M.
Okay.
HECM, yeah. And it's basically a type of reverse mortgage, and the boomers, which my husband's a boomer, he's on the tail end of it, but I have to give him crap sometimes. Okay. So they're going into retirement with a different mentality than my mom's age.
Now, your mom's was the silent?
She's the silent
See,
generation.
See, I thought they were always the great generation.
I think it's kind of both. They,
okay,
they
so you
can
know
use
what I'm,
both
okay,
terms.
Either one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that generation always had to have their house paid off mm-hmm. to leave for the next generation. And as I'm listing houses of a lot of people going into these senior things, I just had a one-level townhome where they had to move her into memory care. So I was dealing with the daughters. And it's sad because it's very expensive to go into memory care. And the money out of the home is going to last less than a year.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Took your whole life to get
yes.
it?
Yes.
Oh.
So the boomers are going into this senior mm-hmm. time frame of their lives in a different mentality that my house mm-hmm. is not something to pass on to my kids, but it's an investment that I've got, and I want to use these years to be the best years and lifestyle that I want to have. Mm-hmm. And so these HECM loans are kind of a cool thing where, let's say you bought something that was $500,000, a one-level townhome luxury one, you know, or
okay.
or $600,000.
Mm-hmm.
You only have to, you have to be a certain age, and there's like, you have to be 62.
Okay.
So the youngest person of the couple has to be 62. So I'm not there yet. I can't do it yet. But I'm like, this sounds like a really good thing. So if you're both at this certain age, there's like a graph on how much, depending on the price of the house, you have to put down. And then, so it's about 40 to 50% down. So let's say you bought, just to keep round numbers, a $600,000 one-level townhome. And you put, you have to put $300,000 down. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make payments on it. The other $300,000.
What?
Because it's kind of a reverse.
It's taken
where
out
the
of...
interest each month will add and accrue back on top of the mortgage, and they you can live in this for the rest of your life.
Wow, I have
so
never
you
heard
don't
of that.
Have to have payments,
okay.
And so the people doing this are like, you know what? If I'm coming out with $500, I can put $300 down and keep $200 to live off of or for invest in other things.
Wow. So what happens now? Does that assume that you're only going to live so many more years?
Yes, that's why there's graphs on how much you have to put down and how much they life expectancy. They've got this whole, it's actually an FHA-backed loan.
Wow. Well, what happens if you outlive that age?
Well, they can't kick you out, so you're
well,
there.
That was my next question. Yeah, what happens
it
at that
point?
It
goes to your spouses, you know, and
okay.
then, you know, what's the worst case is
you
live longer, and your house gets a little upside down, and you got nothing to pass on to your kids, and the house goes back to FHA, and they sell it.
Such is life.
Such is life, but you enjoyed your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing that there's some developments in other cities and states where there, a lot of people are doing these HECM loans. And
wow.
so I'm just, they had a whole chapter on it in this designation. So it is becoming quite mm-hmm. an interesting thing. And so I've gotten a couple of reference people to talk to about this. And so if somebody's interested in it, call me. We'll figure it out. I'm learning about it myself. I just think it's an interesting concept.
I had never heard of it until today. I mean, I've heard
yeah.
of the reverse loans.
Yeah.
But not this HECM where you put a certain, you know, certain percentage
yeah,
down.
And that's...
And if you live longer than that, then it's like going to the casino. Maybe you just get a little bit. I'm just kidding.
Well, you also can do, like, let's say your house is paid off and you bought a big retirement home, but you weren't 62. And when you become 62, you can get basically, I almost feel like it's a second mortgage. Okay. And you actually, they can pay you like $1,000 a month or $1,200 a month out of this. Mm-hmm. Against, and it goes, the interest goes on to your mortgage on the house. So, I mean, you don't have to make payments on it, though. Mm-hmm. So, it's kind of, there's some interesting, it won't meet for everybody, and I'd say talk to your financial person about it. I'm just learning about it, but I think it's a very interesting concept, and I'm definitely going to do some more research.
That is. If people have some questions, because this is all new, how can they get a hold of you again, Christy?
My number is 651-216-4676.
So now you have to get new business cards, because not only Mark, real estate marketing specialist, a senior real estate specialist.
I am. So, yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed, when I look back at last year's clients, I would say over a third to half of our clients were seniors.
And would it be a fair statement to say that those seniors are probably the more wealthier of the group buying real estate? I mean,
it depends.
In that,
in
what they have as,
not
in their mortgage?
Not all of them. I had a lot, like I had a listing out on Jackson, and then I had another listing on Jackson, and I ended up working with like four or five different buyers from those, and more in the 350 price range. So, I mean, there's all different price ranges.
Mm-hmm. But do they have the most equity then?
I would say they have more equity, most of the seniors, yeah.
Okay. So but that's a little easier to work with then, isn't it?
Well, it's easier to kind of help them figure a way to buy and sell at the same time. Maybe they can buy first and just kind of make the process a little easier than a first-time buyer. So, I mean, when you have a house to sell and you want to buy another house, it's easier when you're downsizing because you usually have more equity to be able to figure a way to do it, And then there's different loans for that, too. I mean, do you do a bridge loan or do you do a recast loan? There's a couple different options there. So just trying to help people figure out the best way to do things. I've also, one more quick thing.
Yep.
I've got a couple of resources of people that have helped seniors actually move and pack up their entire house and then move them to where they're going to. So we've got some really cool different resources for that and estate sales as well.
Neat. Well, you folks got everything covered.
I'm trying to.
First-time home buyers. When there was the housing, the housing problem with the short sales.
Oh, yeah, I was a
short sales
specialist,
queen.
Yep.
And now congratulations, a senior real estate specialist.
Yep.
One final time here, we've got to run, Christy. How can folks get a hold of you?
My cell, 651-216-4676. You can go to edinarealty.com and look up the Hastings office, and you'll find all my contact information, emails, and our whole teams. Or you can call our office at 651-437-2121.
Christy, it's been a lot of fun, and it's full of information.
Good.
Okay, thank you. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We had in our office today Christy Lundby Hill from the Lundby Hill team. And again, we want to congratulate Christy. She is now a senior real estate specialist. Give her a call, 651-216-4676, or call Edina Realty in Hastings at 651-437-2121 and ask for the senior real estate specialist, Christy. This is KDWA Hastings.